following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to turn 46 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast of the Blizzard game Hearthstone. We are a casual podcast for the casual player. That is our disclaimer. We're casual. If you're looking for the hardcore, there are others out there, but we're not it. We're here to have fun, talk about the games, talk about our experiences, and hopefully shed little bits of light to people who are new or just as casual as us. I am Black Lace. With me are my two co-hosts in the studio. We have Autumn's Bane.
Mere Devilsaurus no longer excite him. Soon he'll be trying to catch Onyxia with only a dull crawl blade.
I've got beast in the sights.
We got two of you doing it. Okay, what's up? Which cards are they?
That is my new golden big game hunter that I got today. Three casting cost, 4/2 minion, battle cry, destroy a minion with an attack of 7 or more. He really likes to shoot down Ragnaros and Ysera. Nice card.
Nice card.
One of my favorite cards.
No, not Ysera. I take that back. Ysera's only
Alexstrasza.
Got a power of 4. But yes, Alexstrasza.
Nice. All right, some quick thing. Oh, Micmac, I'm sorry you chimed in. We didn't actually announce you. Micmac!
Well met.
Paddywhack.
Give the dog a bone.
Hey, I have to interject something. Since you said for the 4,372nd time, casual.
Yeah.
Apparently, we're not casual enough for some people.
Really?
What?
Yes. While we were raiding this week, several people said, "We listen to your show." And I was like, great.
That's right.
And then one of them says, the guy from Germany, actually, he says, "I really tried to listen to your show. I gave it my best effort, but everything was so over my head and I wanted to die laughing."
Oh, that's true. Sorry. So we do listen from turn one. Turn one does start at the very beginning.
We'll get him up to speed.
Yeah, we have to remember that we have to tone down some of the abbreviations and stuff. You know, like when we say RNG and it's a new player listening for the first time, they
random
don't know we
number
mean
random generator.
So
who hates me in Warcraft?
Yeah, I know, but we have to be careful about
and
stuff
lately
like
in
that.
ArcAge
because we still have new people listening to us.
We do, which is really great. I'm glad. Quick run of events. Arachnid Quarter, the event ends tomorrow, September 30th. So if you are listening to us live, this will be helpful. If you're not listening to us live, hopefully you'll be downloading us by tomorrow. You'll hear it so that if you're not already playing, get playing, because the Arachnid event ends tomorrow, which means that the quarter will no longer be free as of Wednesday the 1st. But another thing that ends tomorrow, and I cannot wait, is this season with the pirate back. Oh
can't
my
wait.
God, that is such a cool background.
I'm so sick of the Ice Crown back already. I can't wait for the pirate back to match my warrior control deck.
How many people do you think are going to run into pirate backs with pirate decks? I think we're going to be seeing a bunch of pirate decks next month.
Shot in the dark, 20%.
Wasn't it a warlock pirate deck, wasn't it?
No, it was a rogue. It was a rogue pirate deck.
Well, that makes sense.
That's kind
of
cool.
It makes a lot of sense because there are like things that interface with your weapons.
Yep. So the two things that do end tomorrow is this month's season, and you'll get your pirate back, and then the Arachnid Quarter event ends tomorrow. Of course, that does not mean Naxxramas ends tomorrow. You can always purchase it. It's just the free stuff. So, Micmac, you were doing some research this week in the European mindset, weren't you?
I did research and a lot of lounging.
Oh, yes? Tell.
So, this past weekend was the European Hearthstone Qualifier Tournament, and it was 16 of the world's best players from the EU servers, and they battled it out for 4 seats for the Road to BlizzCon, the World Championship. The tournament was located in Stockholm at the DreamHack event, and for those of you that don't know what DreamHack is, it's basically just a large convention where everyone brings their computer or there's games set up and it's just non-stop gaming. It's not just Blizzard games, but it's anything, really.
What if they don't know what Stockholm is?
Sweden. Scandinavia.
Which I'm banned from.
Oh, really?
I can't go to Scandinavia.
He's not allowed.
Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Finland. Uh-uh. I'm banned from all of them.
Not allowed.
Not good.
Because I have a wife who's jealous of buxom blondes with fancy accents.
Oh, there we go. So now the truth comes out. Well, so the contestants from the EU were, get ready for these names, Cupcake, Freezar, Number Guy, Kaor, Kalento, Luello, Green Sheep, Matthew, Max, I like those nice generic names, Mr. Yagut, Nyria, Rained, The Fishu, The Fallen, Ties and Life Coach. Okay, that was
I like Cupcake.
I like Cupcake too. He didn't look like a cupcake though. He looked more like like a stone-faced person.
Maybe he eats a lot of cupcakes.
I think it reminds me of that that robotic monster, the boss that we met in not Burning Crusade. The one that would
It was Burning
called
Crusade.
You Cupcake. Was it Burning Crusade?
It was in Burning
He'd
Crusade.
Call you Cupcake.
It was in Arcatraz.
Yes. And he called us Cupcake. So it reminds me of that. That was a fun time. I liked
Getting
that
Wasn't that Milhouse Manastorm that called you Cupcake?
If he was in it, maybe. I don't know.
The gnome. I think he called you Cupcake.
No, but it was a robot itself. It was the robot. It was a boss that we fought.
Oh, okay. Anyway, still a BC instance.
That was completely off tangent. Go back to the European qualifiers.
So, of those 16, the 4 that qualify for BlizzCon are, spoiler alert, Kaor from Italy,
that's a good
Number
name.
Guy from Denmark, Green Sheep from the UK, and one of my personal favorites, Kalento from the UK. I think he's got a great shot at winning the tournament, personally.
And why is that?
He's just such an amazing player. A lot of the decks that you see on the ladder, Kalento invented and made and patented them. Well, he didn't quite patent them, but you can imagine if he did. He'd be very wealthy right now.
Paying so, royalties to
does
play
he stream? Have you
game.
Watched him play?
Oh, yes. He's one of the most well-known streamers out there. He does play. He's on Team Cloud9 with a couple other well-known streamers. He really is an amazing player. He's got a very calm demeanor, so if you see him on stream, he's very, very quiet, calm, doesn't get too excited, but his plays are really miraculous, for lack of a better word. So, nice. October 5th and 6th is the North American Qualifier Tournament, happening in New York City. And it's Hyped, Firebat, Chalky, That's Admirable, Tides of Time, Strife Pro, Taria, Death Star V3, that's quite the name right there, Kahuka, Stunner, Dear Jason, Staz, Job, Chalk, and Twisted D2. So there you have it. That's happening October 5th and 6th, so something to watch on stream during that weekend at the Play Hearthstone channel.
Fun. And then what tournaments are these going towards?
So these are the qualifiers for the BlizzCon, the Road to BlizzCon, the big tournament happening at BlizzCon. So there's 16 total seats available, and these 16 players are going to fight for 4 of them.
So I didn't hear the names listed of the people who played last year. Have they been dethroned? Are they not playing?
Some of them aren't playing.
Understand something. Last year was the Innkeeper's Invitational. The game was still in beta, so they couldn't really have tournaments. and give away big prizes for those tournaments, because it would be unfair to not only people who weren't given a chance to compete, but people who never had even seen the game before. A lot of these people who were on the road to BlizzCon weren't even in beta. So these are people who came about after the release of the game. The game is not even a year old in full release, remember that. So now this is the first one. You know, last year people considered the first big BlizzCon tournament, but it was just kind of like, you know how in baseball, when it's preseason, they have those games.
The playoffs.
No, there's a word for it, and I can't remember what it is.
See, I'm not a sporty person.
What is the word? You're a sports guy, McMac. An exhibition game.
There we go.
It was kind of like it was an exhibition game. Now comes the major leagues. So all of these people are fighting for the right to get to BlizzCon. The other people, Trump and Artosis and all those, they were invited by Blizzard, usually because they were streamers or just well-known or had YouTube videos or whatever.
This group really earned it.
Correct.
They clawed their way to the top of the ladder.
And as Micmac alluded to, some of the guys who aren't going... Micmac, do you think it's because they lost, or is it just because they didn't bother entering this year?
Some of them lost. I can't say which one lost and which one didn't enter, but I know I don't think Artosis even entered, and he was in it last year.
He won last year.
Yes, and some of them just they couldn't make it. The tournament for this one was, I believe it was 128 players, and looking for 16 spots. That's very difficult to get.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yes.
So one thing that was interesting about the EU tournament is that so 15 of the players were from the EU and only one was American, and that was Raynad. He plays on EU and he plays on NA, and he achieved legend in both servers.
Nice. Wow.
And he didn't want to play on NA because he has two teammates that are at the NA qualifier.
So
he didn't
want
to depose them.
Right, he didn't want to, exactly, he didn't want to face them.
Nice.
I would think they would have some kind of restriction there, that if you're going to compete in Europe, that you actually need to be European.
I thought so too, so I actually read the terms and conditions, and it said for the EU, you have to be in the United States, and listed a bunch of other countries like Costa Rica, and of course all the EU countries.
So, is he in violation of the terms?
He's not. He achieved legend on EU, so he's there.
Amazing. You read those terms?
I skimmed it. It was, okay, well, that was the first paragraph from the first section, so I can't
like
give myself
too much credit.
Yeah.
Because I looked it over and I said, I'm going to read this, and I got like two paragraphs, and I said, I'm not reading this.
Yeah, it was the very first paragraph. I wish I was that much of a hero, but I'm not.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to touch on with the European qualifiers? Or?
No, that sums it up. I'm looking forward to this tournament, though, October 5th and 6th on Twitch TV.
Cool. All right. So I just wanted to go over something that...
I have a question for Micmac first.
Posted. Sure. Yes?
Are you watching BlizzCon?
Okay. So I am a huge football fan, right? And I will not watch football to watch BlizzCon.
So you're going to do the virtual thing, or are you going to fly out to Anaheim?
Oh, no, I'm not going to fly out. I'll probably do the virtual, though.
Awesome. We are definitely going to be there.
Yeah, speaking of which, I know this wasn't on our roster because I forgot all about it. But they've announced the prizes, some of the prizes for people who do the virtual ticket. I got to see the Hearthstone card. If you go to the Blizzard site that advertises the virtual ticket, you'll be able to see the new card back that they'll be giving out. If it's anything like the Elite Tour and Chieftains, we won't get it till months later. But it's there. And then there's a Grommash Hellscream Murloc complete with a Gorehowl axe in his hand that Warcraft people get. But the card looks nice. I guess I'll probably replace my pirate card with it when I get it.
Well, I really liked the Ice Crown card, and I'm very excited about the pirate card. And I'm thinking that after you play a card back for a couple of weeks, you're just going to grow tired of it and want to switch it out. I think that's, and I'm really excited that Blizzard is going to be putting out so many card backs for us to choose from, because I do think no matter how much you love it when it first comes out, after a while you might become bored with it.
And like a year from now, you go back and you put in the early ones that none of the new players have.
And the new players, oh my god, where'd they get that back? Speaking of card backs, we all remember the card backs for the Fireside Chats, or not Fireside Chats, but the Fireside Games. Blizzard is basically, they've got a new brain fart, new posting up.
Excuse me.
Y'all. Tavern hosts get your ultimate support pack. The Hearthstone World Championship is coming to BlizzCon 2014. There's no better opportunity to host a fireside gathering. Friends and watch every thrilling moment. Even better, as a tavern host, you can get your hands on BlizzCon Viewing Party Ultimate Support Pack. Please read that in a very deep, echoey voice. Ultimate Support Pack!
I don't understand.
Okay. If you go to BlizzCon and you are in the area and can do, or I don't even think it has to be at BlizzCon, you're going to be doing a fireside gathering. You are going to be eligible for a support pack, which I will explain, and how you can get them, I will explain it also. The ultimate support packs will include 2 Hearthstone pillows, 1 Hearthstone coaster set, 1 Hearthstone swirl mug, 3 Hearthstone screensavers. Okay, who's eligible? Anyone who wants to run a fireside gathering could be chosen to get a box, but if you've organized an event before, you're in luck. This is what we do. Experienced tavern hosts. If you've ever hosted a fireside gathering in the past, they want to help make your BlizzCon viewing party a success. They want you to send the information about your BlizzCon event plans along with a photo from the past fireside gathering that was hosted. And then you're in, and they'll send an ultimate support pack to the first 125 tavern hosts who apply. TESPA chapters, TESPA. If you belong to TESPA, then your chapter is guaranteed a box of delightful Hearthstone stuff for your college campus BlizzCon viewing party. Start by submitting your detailed events via an email to Hearthstone, and that email is, I will read you in a little bit. New tavern hosts, if you've never hosted a fireside gathering before, then the BlizzCon is a perfect time to start. Tell us about your plans to host BlizzCon viewing party on November 7th or 8th or both by submitting your event details via email for a chance to win. Then they'll select 75 entrants to receive an ultimate support pack. I'm sorry, that email never came up for me, so you'll have to go to the website for that. If you're a new tavern host, you can get your friends together to plan a fireside gathering. You submit your event details by email by 11:59 p.m. on October 5th. That's next week. They'll contact people who are selected. You host your event, and then you let them know how it went. How to submit. Submitting is easy. Just send an email including information to Fireside Gatherings, that's with an S, firesidegatherings@blizzard.com. You need to give them your organizer name, your email address, your shipping information for the ultimate support pack, which includes your street address or second street address, the event name, start time, the venue name, again, the street addresses, city, state, country, postcode, latitude and longitude. You'll get that information from Google Maps by right-clicking your event location and selecting what's here. Got a cold. My voice is going.
I want the pillows.
The pillows?
I would love to just... Oh, those pillows must look great. If they are the pillows I'm thinking of, they have little Hearthstones in them. And I'm just going to assume that they're Tempur-Pedic.
Oh, no, they're a little smaller than that.
The Hearthstone pillows.
Those are
little
Hearthstone
pillows. They're like throw cushions.
Because put one for each foot.
A Blizzard doesn't cheat. They do things well.
Okay. Anyway, you're going to describe the activities you planned and the goal of your event, who the event is designed for. and if you're offering prizes or rewards, and if so, what? And that's it. Anybody can watch the Hearthstone World Championship for free at home on the Blizzard site and on Twitch TV. So again, I'm going to turn this podcast over to Autumn's Bane, who's going to talk to you about the Battlefy that was part of our tournaments. I'm so sorry, guys.
No problem.
But Autumn's Bane is going to talk about our tournament and the Battlefy.
So, we have announced that we're having our third seasonal tournament, and we announced it, and people have been emailing. Remember, when you email, to include tournament or some word like tournament in the subject line. And remember, we also have the giveaway going on, the contest to win the headset, which we'll talk more about later. Please don't send both at the same time, because we kind of organize.
Need them, yeah.
Yeah, we organize
separate email
separately. So if you try to do both in one, you might risk getting put into one but not the other. So as much as I'd like to see people end up in the tournament, I don't want to see them lose out on the other contest because they sent a single email. So we've got some entries already. Some of them are people who have done it before. Some are new. And, you know, I'm just going to run down the list that I have so far. And if you're listening and you don't hear your name and you think you entered, then you better get back to me. But we've got, I'm not going to give the numbers because that's kind of private. But Breezy, Joe, Ringo, Ghost Dragon, Beast Mode, Chiba Tank, Death Pawn, Cosmo, Annoyed, Zeroshio, IVS, or what you guys call Fours. Bot Dragon, and Our Man, and most of those people had actually been here before.
Nice. Yeah, so what is that? 12 exciting. Or so? 12 people.
So that's 13 people I just 13. Named. None of our previous champions have entered. We haven't heard from Dustin the White or Belschnickel, and unfortunately, McMax disqualified.
Womp womp.
Womp womp.
I mean, they might play anyway to fill some holes, but they can't win because they're already on the show. Oh, did we mention the winner gets to be on the show?
Yay!
Yay!
We shall be crowning a new king or queen.
So mark the calendars. October 24th, that's a Friday at 8 p.m. is the deadline. I'm checking at 8 p.m. if I don't have emails by 8 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Right, so that's when the deadline is. November 1st is the actual tournament date. Tournament, it's 8 o'clock. And, you know, so if you win, then the November 3rd episode, whatever turn we have that week, you'll be eligible to be on. You'll need to access TeamSpeak and have a means to communicate through TeamSpeak, like a microphone or headset or what have you. But last time we started using Battlefy, BATTLEFY, and if you go to battlefy.com/aworthyopponent, you will see I've already entered the new tournament there. You can browse around and see the rules and the time and all of that. We like people to get there a little early, so you could see the ladder. I'm not going to put the ladder up until the last minute, and then you can just look at the members and get them on your friends list so it's easier to communicate. We don't have spectator mode yet, so we do this on sort of the honor system. And so far, all of the people who have played each other in these tournaments seem to have gotten along well, and nobody cheated, and sometimes somebody will get DC'd or something, and the other person has usually been understanding. And
if you're thinking, how could somebody cheat? It is possible, because we do send, every once in a while, we give you special ground rules. Nobody put in cards that we said, like we were doing, Naxxramas had just come out, and we stopped at a certain point in Naxxramas. Nobody went beyond that point and put cards in. So, you know, hats off to everybody. They good, nice, fun, honest bunch.
Yeah, and
honorable listeners.
And almost yes. To a person, everyone who entered said, you know, things like, you know, I'm gonna enter again. I'm going to be there for the third time. Or do you remember me? I was in the summer tournament. I'm going to enter. And so it's nice. It's forming a nice little community. If everybody was close to each other, we could do a fireside chat.
Could you imagine?
Imagine 20 years ago, people were sitting around playing Magic cards together. You know, Gen Con that year was like, as they reported, there wasn't a single horizontal space available without there being Magic cards on it. Now, people are going to be carrying their laptops everywhere to play Hearthstone.
So cool.
Yeah, because some of us don't have iPads.
Yes, you do.
Some of us don't.
Or some of you have iPads that were first generation and not eligible to play Hearthstone.
Antique.
I have a Kindle, and I don't know if it'll ever be able to host anything Hearthstone related.
When it comes out for the Android technology, can't Kindle use that?
I heard that the Kindle's, it's Android, but not really. I mean, I'm not a techie in that sense, but supposedly it's a little bit different than Android for whatever reason. Like some apps don't work on it that it would work on an Android.
Well, they haven't even said a word lately about when it's coming out for the Android. I mean,
maybe
they really
announce it at BlizzCon.
That would be wicked cool. That would make me a lot happier. I'd actually be able to play as many games as you play and win. That's something else we're going to be talking about. You're getting towards a very special number.
Yeah, I tried to cram them all in today. I even tried to sneak in a game at work, but that didn't work. I'm just 2 wins away from hitting my 1,000 win.
Impressive.
What a milestone.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, Micmac, you probably did it months ago.
No, actually, I'm less than you. Let me open up my quest log and see. I think I'm at like 960. Let me see here.
See, I don't play as much as you guys, so I'm not even sure. As soon as mine opens up, it booted me up for not playing.
I'm at 959 total wins in play mode, and, well, I have a lot in arena. A relative, I guess, but 390 wins in arena.
Well, that's more than Blacklace and I combined, multiplied by many on the 22 wins in arena.
Oh, hey, you know what? I'm at a lot more wins than I thought. I'm at 892. So I'm I was thinking, I was expecting to see 500. So yeah, 892 wins. Oh, look at all the quests I have to do. Eek.
But before dinner, actually, while I was making dinner, I'm stirring pots and I'm flipping things and I'm taking
a turn. And he's got
his
little iPad sitting there.
I got the iPad there playing. And the game took a half an hour. I'm like, well, at least I won it. But
well, that was because he was, yeah.
Yeah,
he was the type of person that would sit there and let the time. Well, you know, he would just let the timer run out. It bugs me when people do that.
He wasn't letting the timer run out. It was just, it took many, many turns. And he thought he was going to beat me, and he did a well played. And he, you know, the following turn, he did that bloodlust that shamans do. You know, kind of like Unleash the Hounds, where you charge across and do all that damage.
Oh, wait a minute.
We're not supposed to say that. But I took out 2 of his minions and put some taunts up, and that really stalled the game. He probably wasn't happy that I thwarted his overwhelming victory, and I ended up winning. But man, a half an hour for a game, that's a long time.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like most of my Control Warrior games.
But now, this week, I went 2 solid days. I played at least a dozen games, and in those 2 days, I won 2 games. It's just been a brutal week for me. I hear you guys are having a similar week.
Rank's been pretty tough. I've been not really 50-50. I keep getting up the ladder. I got to 16 and then back down to 19, and I think I might be at 18 now. I mean, I've been dancing up and down the ladder, but yeah, there's some, I mean, even in casual, I got beaten up in arena. We'll talk about that later. And then I went and did a few of the ranked plays, and then I was like, fine, I'll just play casual. And the first casual game, I was literally just, they trounced me, and then that was it. The shaman came out and it made things better after that, but I can always rely on my shaman deck.
So but I played ranked for about 4 to 5 hours this past week, okay? And it was just like using my Control Warrior deck, which, I mean, the games take about Depending, they can take anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes, and it seems to take 30 minutes. But let me ask you this. How many stars did I go up in those 4 to 5 hours ranked? Just take a guess.
2.
1. I went up 1 star in all of that grind. And
so you
I have so much
around.
Yes, I went down and I went up and I went down and now I'm up 1 star after all that work. And
is that when you were streaming?
I think I was streaming up a couple games of that. It may have been. That was like just a small portion of it, but I mean, I'm looking at the past 5 hours that I played and I only went up 1 star. Not rank, just a star.
Now, you also had a fun game that you played. Was it today?
It was today. It was a priest. Sorry. I know I had a quest to do for the priest, and for some reason I didn't finish it, you know, before I left. I only needed 1 win with the priest today. And so I made a priest deck. And what do you think is the most gimmicky things about priests? What do you hate about priests the most?
Stealing everybody's cards.
Or
stealing cards.
Or buffing up the health and then making the power match the health and then charging across with 36 points of damage.
So that's right. Exactly what I did.
Oh.
So I had the coin and my hand was Deathlord, which is the 2/8 with taunt for 3 mana, Inner Fire, and Power World Shield. And I had a big grin on my face when I saw that. So turn 2, I played the coin. Then I played the Deathlord. He's on the table. Turns over. The opponent didn't do anything. Turn 3, I drew into a Power World Shield. So I gave it +2 health. I had the other Power World Shield. Gave it +2 health again. Then I gave it Inner Fire, and I smacked him in the face for 12 damage. He conceded.
Only 12?
Yeah, conceded right then and there.
On what turn?
Turn 3.
Turn 3.
12 damage to the face.
You know what move? I have a name for that move.
What's it called?
Unleash the Priest.
Unleash the Priest.
And one of our writers actually mentioned that they face a Unleash the Buzzard every time they play a priest that drops down the Northshire Cleric. Ooh. Except the Northshire Cleric is even better than the Buzzard was. Isn't that an interesting thing?
Well, you know, all you have to do is heal, right?
It's a 1 casting cost card, and it's a 1/3. And whenever you heal a minion,
you get a card.
You
That's
get a
what
card.
I'm saying.
So there's your priest's version, and as he said in the email, it just has a prettier face.
Well, here's the difference between the two. You know, you face a hunter who at end game is going to rush across you with Unleash the Hounds, right? The priest is going to get all the... I'm sorry, not Unleash the Hounds. You're going to use the buzzard to help you with Unleash the Hounds, right? The priest gets to do it right up front. So instead of waiting all game to see the buzzard and the hounds come out, you can see the priest right away. That's merciful. So if I'm playing against a priest and they put a Northshire Cleric down first turn, concede on the spot.
No, that's always the... It's just like a Voidwalker for the Warlock. You're always seeing I don't know. Even when I play a priest, I swear to God, every time I play a priest, she is in my opening hand. Or if she's not, she's the first card I draw.
Well, you
I
have
can almost,
two.
Well,
you have
yeah,
30
but still.
Cards, and you have 2 of her, so the odds are good that she's going to be in your hand.
Oh, yeah. So she's like always the first shot. And yeah, but he was right. It's what's the difference? Why are priests able to do this when they have to nuke the little buzzard?
I think we're beating a dead horse in Shizuoka.
We are
I
beating
think
a
so
dead
too.
Horse, the poor horsey. All right, and we actually started talking about how rank is. So that was another topic we were going to talk about.
Yeah, let me ask Micmac, because I've asked you before.
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice that the first week of each season and the last week of each season seem to be unbearably difficult?
Yes, I do. And do you notice the time of day that you ranked up the ladder? Have you ever noticed that in the morning and afternoon, it's a lot easier than at night?
Hmm.
Yeah, because in the morning and the afternoon, you're probably doing the house, you know, the maid who's on her break or some housewife whose kids are in school and you're beating them. And then, you know, in the evening, all the hardcore people are back from college and work and kicking your butt. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. And the kids get back from school and they don't do their homework. They just go on the ladder and they beat me. That's what happens.
This reminds me of way back, probably before you were born, there was this game called Space Invaders that came out. It was brand new. Yes, I remember when Space Invaders was brand new. And I spent a lot of time on that game, and I was doing real well. And I think I was about somewhere between 9 and 11, and I'm playing Space Invaders. And then I thought I did great, and I had this smug look on my face. And then this 7-year-old comes up, and he's there for an hour straight on one game. And I'm like, oh my god. Well, it's deja vu with Hearthstone. These little kids are coming and kicking my ass.
They are. Mine too.
Rank play has been very hard, and I agree. It's the last week, and I was kind of busy throughout the rest of the month, so I was going to do it this week, and I didn't get very far. And as you said, you played for several hours and only got one star.
Yeah, so. A star, not even a rank. It was so demoralizing. But I went on streak, so I lose like 4 games, and I win 5, and it was rough.
Well, I won like 4 today after that big losing streak. It started to come back. Nick Mack asked me during lunch, he says, how are you doing today? I said, losing less. I couldn't even say I was winning more. I was just losing less.
I'll take it.
Honest Vane, you had Titan news. This is a little deviation from Hearthstone.
Well,
in a way.
I will preface this the way I've prefaced all similar news. When it happens at Blizzard, it affects Hearthstone. So if we're talking about StarCraft or Warcraft or World of Warcraft, sometimes this affects Hearthstone. And about 7 years ago, Blizzard announced that Warcraft was such a hit, they were raking in the money. They had money to use in research and development, and they must have thought this is the age of MMOs. A lot of MMOs were coming up. And since they had the best one on the market, at least the most profitable one, they had the resources to make another one. And they had an idea, and they kept it secret what it was going to be, and they wouldn't tell anybody the name, they wouldn't give a promise date, but what they said was, we're working on a new MMO, we're calling it Project Titan, which has nothing to do with what it's going to be really called, but it became known as Titan, and everybody talked about Titan for years. And not that long ago, they said, well, we're kind of putting Titan on the back burner and not actively working on it. But just this past week, Mike Morheim, the CEO, and Chris Metzen met with Polygon, an online magazine, and had an interview and said, finally, after 7 years, they are calling it quits on Titan, and the Titan project will be no more. And they still didn't give a lot of information, because I'm guessing whatever assets they had from making that game, whatever ideas, whatever creativity they had, they're going to keep and utilize elsewhere, or at least not release it for someone else to use. But
I wonder if it's because the engines of the games have changed so drastically, but that's gotta hurt.
No, they said, Chris Metzen's comment was it was an excruciating decision, but Mike Morheim was like, well, we're not an MMO company. What are we? We're a company that makes good games. And we just didn't feel comfortable. It wasn't entertaining or fun enough. And they're just not going to do that. And, the big thing is, Blizzard has proven that they don't have to have these big summer blockbuster movie hits, that they can make quality stuff on a small scale. And Heroes of the Storm, which isn't even out yet, it's just in beta, or maybe even alpha, and Hearthstone have shown that they could have a lightweight game that is very successful. Think about Hearthstone. It's really very simple. There's not a lot to it. I mean, you can play it on a handheld device, and yet they had 15 people on the development team. It was just a small, simplified thing, but they knew it was quality. They knew it was good. It took off. It's probably making them millions. And, Titan wasn't happening for them. And they're probably the only company in the gaming industry that can invest the millions they must have invested and then just, clear the board, we're starting all over or not starting again at all. They did this with other games. There was StarCraft Ghost. There was Warcraft Adventures. There were others that they did too. But any other gaming company, especially owned by big names like Activision and have shareholders to listen to, they're going to just release that game and say, well, let's see what we can make out of it. And they feel so strongly about giving their consumers quality, and they feel so strongly about their reputation. I'm paraphrasing something I heard somebody say just today. They want to be known as the company that always puts out a great game, not the company that sometimes puts out a great game and otherwise gives us crap.
Well, they have the money and the power to do so, and I guess Blizzard knows what's best.
Yeah, so
they don't rush things.
Apparently, there was some flaming and heartache and gnashing of teeth, but you know, they never promised it to us. They said they were working on it. I hate when fans say, "You promised us," like you see it in Warcraft all the time when they announce something. And
new dances.
Well, that's the only thing that I ever recall them promising us. On the Burning Crusade box, it said mounted combat, which kind of they did with the tournament thing, but it wasn't, you know, you were jousting. It wasn't your character doing mounted combat. And I don't know where the word dance studio came from. They said new dances. Everybody calls it dance studio. And today, you know, every time there's like an interview or something, somebody says, "Hey, when are we getting new dances?" And then the people from Blizzard just roll their eyes. Says, "Would you rather have a new dungeon or would you rather have dances?" So
there is that.
It's just, in a way, it's the end of an era. You know, we had hopes that we'd see this next big thing, and we're not. But look at the big things we're seeing. We're seeing Hearthstone. And I think part of the reason we're seeing Hearthstone is because they kind of called it quits, because they had to do something with that staff that wasn't working on Titan anymore. And we know that the Hearthstone staff went from like 15 to like 30 or more people. I bet some of those people came over from the Titan project.
Yeah, probably.
All right, moving on. We have a couple of emails we wanted to read. I wanted to just send a thank you to Fractured for his email, but we spoke about the Hunters so vehemently last week and probably the week before and more this week that we're not going to beat the dead horse even more. But thank you very much for that email. Thank you all for the emails that we've been getting. We've been getting great emails. I want to read a part of Deathpawn's email, which is a suggestion for a future tournament. Folks, if you have any comments about this, please email us and let us know your views. Maybe we'll actually consider his idea. Guys, tell me what you think when I finish reading it. And he says, "I have a suggestion. In hopes of attracting more players, would you consider doing a tournament that allows only basic cards to be played? This will allow for those players that don't have a large collection of cards to feel like they could have a better chance of winning, and would level a playing field so that the tournament would be more about skill and less about who has the more or the better cards. I have hosted one of these before and it went pretty great and everyone had a great time." So basically talking about basic cards. What are your thoughts, gentlemen?
Go ahead, Mignac first.
I think that'd be a lot of fun, and I think it would be even more fun with a good drink in hand, too. I can already see Goldshire Footman, and then Gurubashi Berserker.
What isn't more fun with a good drink in hand?
That is a fact. True. I think it'd be a lot of fun to do. I've never heard of a tournament of just basic cards, so I think that'd be just a different take on things, and I would definitely be interested in doing something
that runs along your lines of thinking of having, like, making a deck of all female characters, or making a deck with all silly stuff. Yeah, but I mean, in a serious tone, because it's basic cards and for the tournament. But yeah, that's your style.
Well, this is what I take from that suggestion. We pride ourselves on being champion of the casual player, and I know for a fact that we had people in the last tournament who are casual players who entered and did not make it past rank one. And one of the reasons is because they were facing people with four or five legends in their decks. And is you know, we're a podcast for all listeners. Let's be honest. We're for all listeners. We like to champion the cause of the casual, because some of the other podcasts really do talk over everybody's head when you're not, like, you know, nailed to the Twitch watching streaming and watching tournaments, you know, like Micmac. Not everybody is a Micmac, or half the people in our chat room, that they are that hardcore. So if we're going to say we're going to have a casual tournament, why not make it giving them all the same footing? And then it would be skill and skill alone that wins, and not how many cards you have. Everybody who plays has access to all the basic cards, the soulbound cards. So why not try it, perhaps, for the winter tournament? I'd love to hear what
and
our
winter
audience
tournaments
has
are
to
always
say,
good because they're cold. You would need your drink. Of course, I'm thinking scotch, not beer. So, sorry, I'm a light drinker, right?
I think this would be apropos. This would be apropos for our show. A casual podcast, a casual tournament with just the basic cards, and we can. It really skill comes out of that point and making good board decisions and stuff.
Thank you, Deathpawn, for the suggestion. And I just, I just realized reading his email also that the Death Pawn, the death part of the Death Pawn is his initial. I can talk too. His initials. So that's kind of cool too. All right. So that
He must have many names if those were his initials.
DTH.
Yes, I know.
Death.
I got it. I'm kidding.
Lissai. Okay. And the next email. Now, remember, we're going to be hosting episode 50, where we're going to be doing the contest for the headset, when we want everybody to put in their subject line episode 50.
Assume people weren't here for the announcement last
week. Right.
We'll
explain that later. But this email stems from what we announced last week and what we will announce again later. An email from someone who gave us his favorite card, then gave us a deck, but with favorite card and his reason, I am about to read it now. Dear Black Lace, Autosbane, and Micmac, my favorite card in the game at this current moment is Ancestral Healing. I think that it is a very interesting card. It is powerful and is currently underutilized right now. It can be used in combination with many powerful cards, such as Injured Blade Master. A 4/7 with taunt on turn 3 is extremely difficult to deal with, I think he meant, especially for a priest, Zulok, Handlock, and Paladin to some extent. Druid has slightly fallen out of meta, in my opinion. The Injured Blade Master can also be dropped alone on turn 3 as a target for the Healing Totem, which, in my opinion, is another underestimated totem and will usually be ignored by my opponent, which is a good thing. The Black Knight, a 2-card combination for 6 mana, summon a 4/5 minion and destroy one of your opponent's minions. The Black Knight is extremely powerful right now due to the use of Sludge Belcher in every deck, Ancestral Healing allowing TBK,
The Black Knight,
to remove virtually any minion. I have removed so many Ragnaros, Ysera, and KTs using this combination in the past 2 weeks. Fugin is another card that nobody uses but has great potential. It is a 4/7 and 5 for 5, and it passed the vanilla test. Furthermore, at 4 attack, it's very hard for a priest to do with an ancestral healing. Will force your opponent to suicide their minions into yours. The downside of using Ancestral Healing is the appearance of the Black Knight in many controlled decks. Therefore, I usually keep it in my hand as a surprise element after playtesting this deck, and he gave us a deck, with my win rate at 80%, 21 games. The other reason for me to pick Ancestral Healing, besides its potential power, is the fact that healing minions is a very important mechanic in Warcraft 3 for the Shaman and the Orc race. I don't play WoW, so I cannot talk about the Shaman class, but I believe they work the same way. The use of the Blade Master by famous pro Warcraft 3 players like Fly to harass and then heal them back to full health using Healing Salve is a very irritating thing to do, and I want to repeat that feeling to my opponent in Hearthstone. I share my deck list here, and he does share it with us, because I hope to see more shaman walking the same path as mine and defeat the meta using the glorious ancestral healing. Really enjoy your podcast so far. Keep up the good work. Shaman deck, I am going to do it because I'm a big, big, big shaman advocate. But Nick Mack, you made this deck.
I did. So, Keith, you have inspired me today. I read the email and I immediately built the deck. I have all the cards in your deck list except for Alakir, the Windlord, and I'll quickly just go over some of the cards in this deck that we have here. He has Ancestral Healing times 2, Earth Shock times 2, 1 Lightning Bolt, 2 Rockbiter Weapons, 2 Flame Tongue Totem, 2 Haunted Creeper, 2 Feral Spirit, only 1 Hex, 2 Lightning Storm, 2 Injured Blade Master, 2 Defender of Argus, 2 Gnomish Inventor, 1 Doomhammer, 1 Earth Elemental, Fugin, no Stalag, just Fugin, Lothev, 2 Fire Elemental, the Black Knight, Kier. I have all those cards except for Alakir, so I had to substitute what I felt was appropriate was a Bloodlust. And in my 5 games that I played, I never drew the Bloodlust, so therefore I never would have drawn Alakir if I had it. And I played 5 games with this deck, and I was very curious, because this is a little unusual for me, just to have a deck like this. But I won 3 out of my 5 games that I had. I played versus 3 hunters, a warlock, and a warrior. Lost to the warrior and a hunter, but the other 3 I won. It took me a couple games to get a good feel for the deck, but it was a lot of fun. I used Ancestral Healing with the Black Knight combo. I used it on my Injured Blade Master. It was a very unique take. I really haven't seen Ancestral Healing played too much in the ladder from Shaman decks, but it's cool. I don't know if I would take it to ladder, but I had really a lot of fun doing casual, so when I have Shaman quests, I'm probably going to start using this now on.
I don't have the Black Knight. I do have Alakir.
Okay,
I don't have
the Black Knight. So
you could substitute like the Black Knight for like Stalag just so you can have a Thaddeus.
True.
And so it's only one card.
Let me ask, is the Black Knight a decent legend to craft? Because I'm always thinking about my next legend.
He is a 6 casting cost, 4/5 creature, and with a battle cry that destroys an enemy minion with taunt.
Right, which is a good ability. So I'm asking opinions. Do you think that this is something worth spending all that dust on?
Or
do you think better to go elsewhere?
I think
there's only a
card.
Few other legendaries I'd spend dust on over the Black Knight. But if you have, you have Rag, right? What else do you have? What other like big minions do you have? Like you have Ragnaros. Do you have Sylvanas?
Oh, I have Sylvanas. I have Deathwing. I have Onyxia. I don't have Alexstrasza, but I think I have all the dragons except Alexstrasza. Oh, and those the one with time, Nosdormu. I don't have that. I don't want it either. And I have Leroy Jenkins. And
I have
a lot of the popular ones. The one I made recently was Jiraxxus. That was the last legendary I crafted because I wanted to try a warlock deck. What would you suggest other than the Black Knight and the ones I've named?
Did you say you have Ysera?
I have Ysera. I have Ragnaros.
Alexstrasza?
No. Alexstrasza I don't have. Would you do Alexstrasza over the Black Knight?
No, I would do Black Knight over Alexstrasza. Currently, with what we see going on with the ladder, I would do Black Knight over Alexstrasza. So that could be another thing to work on and to craft on. Would be
and
the
he's
Black
a lower
Knight.
Casting cost, too, so that's helpful. Can't have a deck full of legends that cost 9 and 10, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, what I'm asking the listeners to do, please email us your decks. Anything funky and a little bit different, I would love to test it out. I'll do a best of 5. Each week, I'll review one deck that people email in. I'll create it, play 5 matches, and just report on it.
Now, Mac, you have every single card?
No, I'm missing still quite a few. It's a lot of legendaries, like Tink Master. I don't have that. Let's see. But I have pretty much anything that I want to build a deck with, for the most part, except for some of the class legendaries. I don't have Alakir, I don't have Antonitis.
The thing that kills me is I don't have Cenarius, and I had it in
Cenarius. Oh,
Cenarius.
Yeah.
I had it before they did the wipe. I had Cenarius. Literally, the first pack I opened had that legendary. I was overjoyed. Played for quite a few weeks. Didn't really use him because I was learning how to play at that point. And then they did the wipe, and I never got him again. So sad.
I think I'm down to only needing some legends. There are no other cards I need except legends at this point. And I think I counted, like, there's a lot of legends out there. I need like 17 or 18, and that's a lot. Considering how many I have already, that is a lot.
Yeah, I'm even missing some regular. I mean, I'm missing rares. I've still got a lot to get. I just get a lot of duplicates.
I wish they would arrange the card catalog so that there's a button you can press to show cards
all
you
the
don't
missing
have.
Cards. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that'd be very nice.
That would be cool.
That'd be a good feature to have.
So thank you to Keith for sending us that email, placing him in the contest for the headset, and just a great email to read to everybody and as to why. We will be reading people's emails when you send us, not everybody's, but when you send us what your favorite card is and the why. We're getting some really fun emails to discuss here. And again, in the headline, you want to put episode 50. You're going to say your favorite card. You're going to say why. And you're going to be entered into a contest to win a really nice headset donated by Holosuite Media. And that will be on a random drawing on our 50th episode.
So while the random drawing is totally that, it's random, we're not going to pick our favorite email and do it that way or anything of that nature. We've had one or two people say, my favorite card is this because of that, and it's like one sentence. But if you tell us more, give us a little detail, tell us a little story or something, we're likely to read it on the air and, share your story. Because those are fun. I'm actually finding these emails fun to read. And it
fun
gives
and
us
hysterical.
Perspective. Like, oh, I never really liked that card, but I can see why this person does.
And it's good, too, because our listeners, again, we're here to try to give you different ways to look at cards by people explaining why their cards are their favorites are their favorites. It shows us different ways to use these cards that we may not have thought of, or that our listeners may not have thought of.
We're going to try and get those emails coming. Yeah, and going back to what Micmac said, we're going to try and get those decks that he plays onto the Holosuite website. We just got to get around to doing it.
Right. That is almost wrapping up. We're going to just briefly talk about Arena because we're still doing Micmac's Arena Challenge. I think, actually, Autumnsbane, you didn't have a chance to play Arena this week, correct?
No, I didn't. I earned enough gold to do it, but I didn't get a chance. Yeah.
I just barely earned it. I won one game this time. Again, folks, just so you know, I don't play Arena. This was only my third time ever playing Arena, so I'm by no means know how to create these decks because I got crap and I got a pally. My best card was the Avenging Wrath, whereas the mage I faced got Archmage Antonitis. I mean, how do you do that? You are a mage and you get your mage card legendary and
lucky.
Then face off against little me. And I lose terribly very quickly. I think I must have lost it by round 7. You and I were chatting while this was going on, Micmac. And you asked how many fireballs she hit me with. I think the turn ended with her hitting me with 3 in a row.
Sad face.
Yeah, it was very sad faced.
But tell us about the one game you did win.
Oh, then the poor warlock must have had the equivalent of the deck I was using, because literally he killed himself to death. I mean, just basically every single turn he had to draw a card, and he was barely able to play minions. The game ended very quickly with me just pretty much running him over. I almost felt bad, except for the fact that I had lost 2 already and knew I was going to be losing very quickly the next game, so I almost felt bad for him. But he lost terribly to me, and that's saying something. So yes, I won a game, so I won 1 out of 4. Hopefully next week I will be able to actually say I did a little bit better. Micmac is saying I should stream these things, but I think everybody would have to have a box of tissues next to them if I did.
Tears streaming, that kind of
tears streaming, yes. I got a pack and 30 gold, so I didn't do as well as I did with the winnings of losing three in a row when I got actually dust and a pack. I got a pack and 30 gold, so I didn't make my 150 back. But it was still fun, kind of.
Yeah, it is still fun.
Amid the swearing.
Did you complete your quest? Did you have a warlock quest to do? I mean, a paladin quest?
No, I didn't have any kind of... I didn't think of that. I should try that the next time.
That's right, that
save
works
up
in
quests.
Arena.
I should do that. Good point. My quests are kind of... I've been trying to get rid of them right now because they're not my favorite cards. I'm hitting every wrong button here. My quests right now are a druid rogue victory. I don't play either of those, really. A priest warlock victory. Whoopee. And then shaman or warlock, which is fine because I do the shaman. So I'm trying to get rid of the druid, the rogue, the priest, and the warlock to get some of the decks I like to play, which is like the paladin, the warrior, the mage. So that was my arena.
How did you do in yours this week, Micmac? How far up did you get?
I played four arenas. The first three were, you know, mediocre. I had, you know, three wins on one run. I had four wins on another, two wins on another. It wasn't anything to jump up and down over. However, I did have one arena run where I went 8-3. I was very happy with that.
Nice.
Very satisfied.
Nice.
I was a mage, and I had Kel'Thuzad in my deck. And let me tell you, it was amazing. I would clear the board, and all my minions would die except for Kel'Thuzad, and they would just all just resurrected, came right up from the ground, and stayed there for the next turn. And the opponents conceded.
Let's just tell people what
Kel'Thuzad is.
He's an 8 casting cost legendary with a 6 power and 8 health. At the end of each turn, summon all friendly minions that died this turn. I haven't had the opportunity to play him, but he's got to be awesome when he's working, huh?
Oh, it was
and
so
again,
much fun.
You can get Kel'Thuzad by finishing all the quarters, or actually the last quarter. Yep, all the quarters of the of Naxxramas. But go ahead, Nick-Nack, I'm sorry.
So, my award from that, I got 200 gold, I got a pack of cards, and I got the Shaman Axe. What's that, Stormforged Axe? Is that what it's called? I can't recall off the top of my head.
Yes.
Yeah, the 2/3 axe for 2 mana, so... It's kind of cool. I was happy, and now I can do another arena run, and then some, which is nice. Like,
was it golden or just regular?
It was just regular. It wasn't golden.
I have a golden one. I love the gold cards. They're just so pretty.
I know.
He's got the lightning flashing in the background. Very, very nice card. So you had a good arena week. Well, again, I will try it again this week. Try to donate a little more time to Hearthstone than I have been doing. If I can get better quests than priests and druids.
That's right. Just small improvements.
Yep. And that about wraps up for the week. I want to remind people that we're expecting, hoping, asking for 2 emails from each of you. One for the episode 50 to put you into the drawing for the headset. Again, episode 50 in the subject line, your favorite card and why. And anybody who wants to join into the tourney, put Tourney in the subject line and give us your battle tag and ask us to list you, and we'll get you listed for the tournament. Aside from that, you can find us in the following ways. Twitter at A Worthy Opponent, Twitch TV / Holosuite Media on Monday nights when we're actually doing our live stream, awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can download us from iTunes. You can send us reviews on iTunes. We love reading all of them. Facebook at AWO Hearthstone. You can find us on Stitcher Satellite Radio and Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. And for episode 46, thank you all for listening. I am Black Lace.
And I'm Big Mac.
The end is coming.
See, I was waiting for Micmac to go. He didn't go. And then we did it at the same time. So, yeah,
but we're done.
This is Autumn's Pain.
Thank you, everybody. Happy hearthing.
Have a good week, everyone.
Toodaloo.
Hey, so did you know all pirate movies are rated?
Arr!
I'm going to whenever I hear the glass clink at the very beginning of this music, I need to get a drink.
I know, me too, I'm thirsty.
A little ice cube hitting the side of the glass.
The end is coming.
No, winter is coming.
So is the next season.
I knew it.
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.